48 Yale University undergraduate students with the group Fossil Free Yale conducted a sit-in on April 9th outside Yale's president's office. The action was organized to pressure the university to reconsider its decision not to divest fossil fuel stocks from its $24 billion endowment portfolio. At the end of the day, 19 of the students were arrested for refusing to leave the building. Yale now joins Swarthmore College students who have conducted a sit-in since March 19th, Harvard, which launched what it calls Heat Week civil disobedience actions beginning April 12th, and other universities and colleges across the U.S., which are now stepping up protests to press for divestment this spring. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with several of the Yale student activists before they began their building occupation. We first hear from Chelsea Watson, a sophomore.
The way we started this campaign was we would solely work through administrative channels. We didn't do very much movement building. We were really focused on like research, proposals, meeting with administration. And after doing that for about 2 years, getting a no before me, and then getting a no this August, it's become clear that any work that we're doing, the administration is not paying attention. The administration has closed the conversation. Every time that we elicit a response, we've gotten a few responses. We're only given sustainability initiatives. I work for sustainability. I love sustainability, but the thing is that that's a separate thing from divestment. Sustainability focuses on our Yale campus's individual carbon footprint. It focuses on Yale students' carbon footprint, but it doesn't focus on the scope and scale of climate change.
Next, freshman Maya Jenkins responds to the criticism that divestment is not an effective strategy.
Divestment, a lot of the arguments is that it won't actually financially injure any companies, and it's critical to understand that divestment does not seek to financially injure any companies. We know that our school divesting is not going to crash the market, but what it does seek to do is kind of change the conversation and stigmatize these industries. And so it's a political statement more than anything, and I think especially at a place like Yale with a lot of clout, and Yale has been a leader in numerous things, divesting would help to change and shift that conversation. So even sitting in today, we are standing in solidarity with a lot of other campaigns around the world that are taking nonviolent direct action this spring. So that always feels incredible, and it feels like you really are like a part of something bigger, which is always really awesome.
Sophomore Nathan Lobel explains that the students' initial ask was very modest, to request that any companies represented in Yale's portfolio that are among the top 200 corporations with the largest fossil fuel holdings publicly disclose the amount of carbon and energy produced by their fossil fuels each year, and to divest over 5 years from companies that refuse to disclose that.
Well, Yale is fairly unusual in that we actually have a document called the Ethical Investor that governs how the university is supposed to behave in this situation. So last year, we designed a divestment proposal that was purposefully exactly within the lines of divestment through that document. And even with all of that compromise, the Yale Corporation decided in August that they were not going to divest, and not even going to do the most basic part of that proposal, which was to ask companies to disclose how much carbon the burning of their fuels was producing. After that time, we decided that if the corporation wasn't going to work collaboratively with us, we should be advocating for everything that we want when it comes to divestment. So that proposal focused very heavily on the social injury of climate change, where really the social injury that fossil fuel companies inflict is definitely largely environmental, but also includes various social injustices, which include the fact that the victims of climate change, the first victims of climate change, are always going to be marginalized communities, people of color, citizens of developing nations, indigenous communities. But also even just in their extraction and refinement processes, the fossil fuel industry inflicts a social injury on these groups. When you see water that's contaminated from fracking, when you see the people displaced by mountaintop removal coal, again, those are always the same types of marginalized groups. And the people who are the victims of those social injuries are never really the people who look like the decision makers at a place like Yale or in a boardroom of an oil company.
Finally, inside the Yale administration building, freshman Phoebe Chatfield read Fossil Free Yale's 2-minute statement to President Peter Salovey, who stopped to listen before heading to his first meeting of the day.
Fossil Free Yale has worked collaboratively with the Yale administration over the past 2.5 years. But the Yale Corporation has not acknowledged the premise of our requests, making clear to us that decision makers have stopped listening to student voices on this issue. We are here because though we welcome dialogue with administrators, we feel the need to ensure that future conversations continue to be productive. We are here because the fossil fuel industry depends on its ability to keep pumping carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, just as our survival depends on our ability to stop them. And right now, they are winning. We are here because climate change deniers in Congress receive 4 times as much money from the fossil fuel industry as those who accept climate change's reality. We are here because fossil fuel companies flagrantly disregard the well-being of marginalized communities neighboring extraction and refinement sites. We are here, sitting with the divestment movements around the world, who engage in civil disobedience this spring to show that we will not give up this fight. We are here in solidarity with communities on the front lines of climate injustice. We are here because we understand that for Yale to divest would be a powerful act, and we want to show that we too are willing to take powerful action. We are here because the challenges of our day require bold leadership, and we believe that Yale can and must be that leader. We are here because we believe fossil fuel divestment is in line with the values of the Yale community. We are here today to ask that the Yale Corporation publicly commit to reconsider fossil fuel divestment and explain why the conversation on divestment must be reopened.
Salaby suggested the students go through the existing channels they've already pursued with no results over the past few years. Chatfield said she and many other students were inspired to action after participating in the People's Climate March last September in New York City, shortly after arriving on campus. For Between the Lines, I'm Melinda Tuhus.
Find more news on the fossil fuel divestment campaign by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.